Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio producer Rob G sitting in for Chris Broussard. Chris, we're thinking about you and your family right now, man. Right here on Fox Sports Radio with none other than the professor. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
You follow Rob on Instagram at Rob Parker FSR. You follow me on Twitter at the producer RG. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring in our resident sharpshooter, the NBA champion, Mr. Eddie House. Talk a little NBA with him. Find out what's going on with the Lakers, man.
Yes.
It's a tough start. Tough start in La La Land. But you know, Rob, we are smack dab in the middle of football season. The first ever 17-game season, to be exact.
It just doesn't feel right. It feels like it's stretched out. I know it's only one game, but doesn't it feel like... I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to complain because I love watching it, but I understand.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it just feels a little different. It just does.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
And you know, even though I'm on board with it because I like to watch football, I'm sure you might be on board with it to an extent because you like to watch football.
I told you before, when I was in high school, I wouldn't work at the mall on Sundays
during
football season. Nobody. How many kids at 16, 17 years old going to stand up to their boss and say, I'm not working on Sundays?
Someone is about to get fired.
Right.
Did you get fired?
No.
What?
They went along with it.
That's poor management.
You're fired.
It was stride right. Nichols foot form. Shelly Zimmerman. Thank you, Shelly. He knew that I wanted to be a sports writer, and he let me go watch football on Sunday.
I bet you he takes credit for your career. I'm willing to bet.
He take a little bit, no doubt.
He's like, look, Rob would not be where he is today if I didn't give him
Sundays off. If I didn't let him do right. Exactly.
All right, so one person, though, who really, really, really hates the 17-game season is Tom Brady. Tom does his weekly podcast for Westwood One. It's called the Let's Go podcast. And he was asked a lot of questions.
Money grab. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, look, I ain't going to complain. I wish I could someone pay me to talk football. You know, that'd be great. But anyways, they asked him about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to get into that. Someone asked him about the 17-game season. He had a lot to say about the 17-game season, including why he blames his fellow NFLPA brethren for this extended season. Take a listen.
The owners haven't had to listen to the players because usually what the owners want, the owners get. We need strong union leadership from the player standpoint and a unified union in order to have the right amount of leverage to negotiate what we think is appropriate for an NFL player. And we've essentially agreed to play under their circumstances.
Rob, I totally agree with everything that Tom Brady said in that statement.
What he said is true.
However, he is the last person to be making that kind of a statement. Lest we forget that for 20 years in New England, Tom Brady was continuously undermining the NFLPA when he kept taking less than market value to remain the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. There is a reason why the NFLPA is the worst union in all of American professional sports. Because guys like Tom Brady, guys like Patrick Mahomes, who have all the leverage in the world at their time. Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls. You were arguing between him and Peyton Manning, who's the best quarterback in football. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna take a few million off. I'm gonna take a few million off here. I'm gonna give you a little bit of a discount so we can not get us a new receiver because they never actually used that money that he kept giving back. Because Patrick Mahomes, when he was up for his salary cap extension, rather than becoming only the second player ever to get a fully guaranteed contract, which he totally could have because he was coming off an MVP in the Super Bowl.
No, and the youngest player. I mean,
exactly.
Are you kidding? He had all the leverage.
I don't know if anybody's ever had more leverage in their career than Patrick Mahomes did at that time. And he locked himself into a 10-year deal, essentially bypassing free agency for his entire career.
And all the outs given to the Kansas City Chiefs, not him.
Exactly.
It is one of the worst contracts ever. Plain and simple. It just is. And that's not from me alone. That's from other agents. And Rob G, I think you're spot on. Tom Brady has undermined the system and the union. When you take less than your value, you put the other players in a bad spot. If Tom Brady's doing this to help win, don't you want to win like Tom Brady? Look, he took less money. He's not trying to get all the money. He wants to get other players. And you know what they did in New England? How many times, Rob G, did they not pay their players when the time came and let them bounce?
Every year.
Time and time again, right?
Every year.
That's what they did. And you can't do that and then talk about the union being weak or whatnot. Remember, and the NFL Players Association compared to Major League Baseball's union, you know, it's like night and day. Can we, right? Like a hundred.
Strongest union in sports is baseball.
Not even close. And you remember when Alex Rodriguez was going to go to the Red Sox and the Red Sox wanted him to take a bit of a pay cut? The union said, no way, no how. You signed for that $325 million and you're going to get every single nickel. There's no way the Red Sox is getting some discount. It's not happening. Because once he did that, right, for the Red Sox, owners would have been asking for everybody to do it. So my point is, Tom Brady should have always been asking for his market value. And people are always like, how much money is enough? I don't understand it. What does it matter if we make $20 million or $18 million? Do you see owners giving discounts to fans? Never.
Do they ever
say, keep making more money. Do the Coke prices go down? Yeah. Do the beer prices go down because they had a good year?
Never. They never say, you know what, we could turn a profit on a $6 beer, so let's just leave it at that. No, we're going to charge them $14.
Right. No, we want to make 300% on the beer. 100% like most stores, that's not good enough. We want 300%. And I don't get, like, Tom Brady now bellyaching now that he's in year 30 or whatever. Now he's bellyaching. Tom, when you were winning all those Super Bowls with New England, you had a voice. You had a platform. You could have gone out and stuck up and talked about get your worth. Get your worth. All the NFL owners do, Rob G, is brag about how much money they print, don't they?
Yes, sir.
You got a commissioner making like a gazillion dollars. What was his contract? He's made like $140 million or something the last 2 years?
Still underpaid, Rob, but that's a different conversation.
All right, but somehow the players, they still signed a labor contract, collective bargaining agreement, where owners, if they don't like the deal that you're in because you haven't performed, Rob G, guess what they can do? Ask you to come back at a pay cut. But if you exceed your contract, can you opt out and get a bigger deal?
Nope.
Who would sign a deal like that? It makes no sense. Or a franchise tag that robs you of your free agency and a chance to move on and go to the highest bidder. Who would sign a deal like that? It's so one-sided. And this is how bad the players' union is. For the CTE... I don't know if you remember this, Rob G. They came to an agreement with the NFL. They took it to a judge, right? The arbitrator. The arbitrator said, no, I'm not signing this. There's not enough money for the players. This is no good. What arbitrator interferes in an agreement that was agreed on both sides? Have you ever heard anything like that?
Never.
Why would you? You agreed. Okay. I'm the arbitrator. I sign it. You both agree. They looked at the contract. Can't remember if it was a guy or a girl. Looked at it and said, this is not sufficient enough. Bring it back to me when the NFL funds this with more money. That's how pathetic. But there's Tom Brady. You didn't help the cause, Mr. Tom Brady. You hurt your brethren by not taking your full value. That ain't your business if the Patriots can't balance the budget or put it together. That's not for you. You're not a front office person. Why should you be worried about that? Give me my value. He's never been the highest paid quarterback.
Nope.
How could a guy who's won six, at that six, he's got seven now, but during his 6th Super Bowl, he was never the highest paid quarterback. Does that make any sense?
Right. And you know, this argument that people kept throwing out there was, well, he's taking less money to help the team to get more talent. Rob, the Boston Globe reported last season when Bill Belichick said something about, well, you know, we always spend a lot, you know, for Tom Brady, try to get a Super Bowl team. When the actual numbers, the hard numbers showed that they were spending below the league average in almost every one of the Super Bowl years.
No doubt about it. And Tom Brady was always crying, right? Always, whoa, look at what he's got. They didn't go out and get him, spend the money. Like, he's giving up money with this whole idea.
For nothing.
For nothing. And they never got anything in return. And then the star players, they never signed.
Right.
They let them walk.
So that's why I get so agitated, and you do too, with his comments about the NFLPA and them being weak is why they got the 70-game season. They're weak because of guys like you, Tom Brady. They're weak right now, and they're the laughingstock of American professional sports because guys like you who had the muscle, who had all the leverage in the world in New England.
Right, everybody doesn't have it. Those guys just trying to make the 53-man roster, they can't say anything. I get that. They should stay in the background.
Because guys like you, Tom Brady, who had the leverage, who had the opportunity to make it better for the guys coming after you, chose not to flex their muscle.
Definitely. And you brought it up earlier. Patrick Mahomes was ready. He should have said, up to the Chiefs, I'm going to give you 48 hours. I want a four-year, fully guaranteed contract, $50 million a year. What you going to do? If you don't, I'm not signing it, and I'm out of here. You don't think they would have signed him?
They would have given him whatever he wanted.
Instead, he gave some team-friendly deal.
He had so much power where he could have got a fully guaranteed contract and then said something like, you know what? I'm not a real big fan of Mecole Hardman. So I'd like him to not be on the team next season. Yep. I promise you, Mecole Hardman will be in a different uniform if Patrick Mahomes really felt that way.
They gave a fully guaranteed contract to Kirk Cousins, who hadn't won jack.
Exactly.
And Patrick Mahomes, when he signed that $500 million contract, Rob G, I might be off a couple million, but you know what was fully guaranteed at the time that he signed it? 68 million of the $500 million.
Terrible.
68.
Rob, you pointed it out earlier. At the time, I mean, remember The Athletic had that big article from all these player agents where they talked about that deal. And to a man, they called it the worst contract they'd ever seen.
It was terrible.
I mean, I got some quotes here.
Go ahead.
Deal was horrendous for all players moving forward. Here's the other one. He had no one had greater leverage than Mahomes. His agents missed a big opportunity to change the game. It's a big miss. Another one, I don't understand why an agent would do a deal for that long. Flies in the face of everything we're looking for.
Absolutely. It just doesn't make any sense. And if he wanted to stay his whole career there, that's fine. Sign a second contract and a third contract. Do you know, like, you don't have to sign a long-term contract where you can't. And then there are no escape clauses for him. Just Kansas City, if case he goes south or he gets hurt, they can get out of it. But he can't.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just disappointing, and it makes it worse. It's one thing to do the act, and you got to live with it, whatever. It's something else to try to, you know, disrespect this whole other group of people when the only reason that, or one of the reasons why they're in that position to begin with is because of you. And you're throwing them under the bus like you had nothing to do with it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. I am producer Rob G, sitting in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker's right there counting his singles, getting ready for his next vacation.
That's right.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Brought to you by AutoZone. Dealing with a dead battery? Head over to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob Parker, before we went to break, we asked the callers, hey, do you think that Tom Brady's being a hypocrite by calling out the NFLPA for agreeing to that 17th game when he's been undermining the NFLPA for 20 years? You and I both think so. Let's get out to the callers. Let's see what they think. Ryan is in Wisconsin. Ryan, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What do you think, Ryan?
Hey, guys. I think it's kind of hypocritical. Are you guys there? You'll rip on Tom Brady for taking a deal. But then, on the other hand, when he wins another Super Bowl, you'll say how great of a winner he is. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, who's already catching flack after 2 years about not winning the big game, and I can cash in and get $45 million a year, or I could take $36 million and keep my, you know, my all-pro left guard or my pass-catching tight end or
one
my
doesn't
middle
go
linebacker.
With the other. One doesn't go with the other. That's false. That if you take less money, that means you win. Patrick Mahomes didn't take the maximum amount of money that he could get. And remember, they were able, they'll be able to keep this guy and keep that guy. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And they haven't won since that deal. So it doesn't automatically. Tom Brady's been fortunate that he's won, but taking less money doesn't guarantee you anything.
And the other thing you got to consider is Lamar Jackson's not calling out the NFLPA. Patrick Mahomes is not calling out the NFLPA. Tom Brady is the one who took it upon himself to rip the Players Association for being soft and not having a strong backbone when he's kind of the reason why they are soft.
Yeah, and maybe you should do that in the meetings rather than doing it publicly to make them even weaker. If I'm the owners, I'm like, listen to these guys.
Can you imagine him saying that? Like, let's say that he's in a meeting. He says that. You think Dak Prescott's going to look at him like, hey, man, you know, I probably could have got $170 million instead of $150 if you would have took what you were supposed to get 18
exactly.
years ago.
Exactly, your full value. I mean, I just don't understand this whole notion that Brady won because he took less money. It's false. It has nothing to do with that. That's what they sell you, right? That's what they sell you. But it doesn't mean you win or you don't win. Done.
Exactly. I mean, Pat Mahomes took less, and they have the worst defense in football.
Thank
one
you.
Of them. So,
that extra money he saved them, why didn't they get players?
Yeah, why can't they put together a better defense? I don't understand. All right, let's keep it moving. Ahmad is in Indy. Ahmad, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what you got, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Actually,
yes,
I'm in Minneapolis, and I want to quickly speak about, at the time, well, first of all, you can't deny the result. The whole Tom Brady situation, you can't deny the 6 rings. And secondly, at the time, he was heralded, for taking that less money. I remember seeing it on TV, reading about it. And then finally, let's talk about the guys who did take that high number here in Minneapolis. After the Minneapolis miracle, we get Kirk Cousins. We pay him fully guaranteed, and I don't think we've done anything since that. Also, look at Stafford in Detroit. At one point, he was the highest-paid QB. Derek Carr, once again, he was the highest paid QB at one point, and what have those teams done with that number?
I don't think you could equate it strictly to it. After they won the Super Bowl, Mahomes took less money. Have they won the Super Bowl since?
No, but they got back. This is kind of a different situation this year with Mahomes. Once again, I think he's going to bounce back. But looking at Kirk Cousins, I want you guys to just kind of analyze that situation. You know, as soon as he took
that's
that money,
not your
they had
job.
To release
right.
LeVar
not,
Joseph.
That's,
they had to release Xavier Rose, the whole
that's
defense.
Not your job, though. That's not your job that's, to take
the,
less
the,
money.
The front that, office gets paid a ton of
yes.
money to make sure that they can withstand these kinds of things.
They're supposed to build a team. Why in the world? The salary cap number is a fake number that's made up by the owners. What number? I keep hearing people talk about it, Rob G. It's a fake formula that they came up because they don't want to spend more money.
Exactly.
Who won the World Series this year? The Atlanta Braves. Right? The Dodgers have more money. What happened?
That's right. And you know what, Rob? The next time somebody says, well, it's a salary cap. That's why they can keep it. Just look at the Rams, okay? They somehow, with all of their salary cap issues and the cap, and you can't go over a certain amount, they're able to have the highest paid defensive player in football, one of the top five defensive players in football, highest paid in Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
They were able to eat like $15 million on Jared Goff's contract and then still add in Matthew Stafford. They're also able to trade for Von Miller. They're able to re-sign Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. Somehow, they're able to work around the salary cap, but nobody else is. Because it's fake. If they really wanted to pay these guys, they could.
The whole idea, Rob G, about the cap is just—it's just a made-up. They don't want to. If they leave it open to the free market system, then the owners naturally will raise the amount of money you pay because you'll be vying for people.
Exactly.
But by having a cap, it's like a budget that you have to stay within so that they don't outspend each other. That's all it is. It doesn't, there's no real formula. Everybody keeps talking about a cap. This league is a what is it, a $15 billion industry? And they're telling
it's
you,
probably more than that.
Right. You can only spend a certain amount of money. Says who?
Exactly. And you know, I hate that we're going down this avenue because that's not even what the conversation
was.
The conversation was Tom Brady, who has been circumventing this whole thing for 20 years, is going to be the one who complains about it. It's like, come on, bro. Like, you know, we're not stupid. Like, we have the internet. We know all this stuff works. But anyway, we got NBA champion Eddie House coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get out to our resident sharpshooter. For the first time this season, looking forward to getting him on every single week right here on the show, none other than Eddie House. What's up, Eddie?
What's happening, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What up with you? How are you?
I'm good, man. Here in New Mexico, getting ready to watch my son tip off here in about 30 minutes. First game against FAU, so excited about that, man. Excited about being back on with you guys.
No doubt. We're happy to have you. Go ahead, Rob. Do you want to start?
Yes, sir. So I got to start, obviously. I'm a big Laker fan. You know that, Eddie. You know, rough start for LA. Not only are they, like, what, 6-5?
It's fugly.
6-5. You know, LeBron's been hurt. Anthony Davis is, you know, perpetually, you know, questionable. Is there anything to take from this start to the season, this slow start, given that they have been down so many guys already this early?
Well, I'll tell you this. I know the first year in 2011 when LeBron came to Miami, I want to say we were 9-8. We started off slow, but we were a healthy team at that time, and we were able to work through it. Right now, this is not a healthy team, so it's hard to gauge when the full product hasn't been out there, when the roster hasn't been healthy all at once. But from what we've seen so far, it's not good, and it doesn't look good to me for one reason. And it's the way that, as much as I love the way Russ plays, I don't think that this roster right now, the way it looks, how they've been playing, is good for him. You know, think about how Russ plays. You know, straight downhill, transition, trying to get to the basket and making plays for others or himself. Well, you got guys that run that are rim runners, that run straight down the rim and plant turn. They want it. They're clogging up the paint. You got guys that are non-shooters. I wouldn't say non-shooters, but aren't knockdown three-point shooters to where their man could help a little bit more. So things are a lot more clogged for Russ than what he's seen in previous years. And I think that's frustrating for himself and also frustrating for the teammates. I mean, now give it. He hasn't knocked down some of those mid-range jumpers, which I like him taking at the elbow. They have been good shots. They've been late contests, which to me a late contest is a no contest. But he just hasn't knocked them down. So I think, do you panic? Not this early. I think if we start talking about this is the same situation with a healthy roster and we're talking about a little bit after Christmas, I think then you got to start looking at that roster will be changing.
But LeBron is hurt again. He's been hurt 3 of the 4 years in L.A. I mean, people can discount it all they want. This guy was an Iron Man, never really got hurt. But now, father ties it caught up, 19 years. When you add in, Eddie, the 3 years worth of 3 years of games that for the playoffs that he's had with all these long runs, that's like 22 full seasons that LeBron's played. Does that worry you? That already he's had two little injuries and has had to miss time.
Well, it does, you know, raise my eyebrows for this reason that what you said, he's been an Iron Man, and we're not used to seeing him be hurt or take any time off due to injury. But at the same time, if you're not 100% at this time, I think he's being a whole lot smarter. I think, you know, in previous years, he probably played through some of these things, right? But knowing that Father Time is catching up, that it is a super long season. They had a condensed season with the pandemic when they were in the bubble, and then a long break, and then a condensed season, and then a quick turnaround. I think he's just looking at it like, hey, if I'm not going to come back to I'm 100%, I don't think they're that far. They're not that far out of – they're still in playoffs, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, right now. If the playoffs were to start now, which is so early, they're still there. I don't think that it's something where you panic. Now, if this is something that continues to happen, like I said, man, once Christmas passes, we get to January, we start getting to February, close to that trade deadline, I think that's when all the dust really, really settles. And teams the identity of teams, they are who they are at that point, and we'll see moving forward. It does concern me just because it's not used to seeing it, but not too much.
NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst Eddie House with us right here on The Odd Couple. Eddie, I'm assuming by now that you saw the video of the Nikola Jokic, Markieff Morris little scuffle.
Yes. So one guy got suspended.
Right. So two-part question. Your thoughts, number one, on what went down and Jokic, you know, hitting him in the back and whether or not that was a cheap shot, number one. And number two, what do you think about the Miami Heat players, you know, going to the back of the locker room and saying they want to confront Jokic, some of the Nuggets players, given that we know NBA players are not really about that life when it comes to throwing fisticuffs?
You know what, I think that you got to leave the stuff that happens on the court, and if it happens between two men, two grown men, at the end of the day, let them two grown men handle it. I know the Morris twins. They play hard from Philadelphia, and they get after it. But what he did wasn't that was a cheap shot, and what Jokic did was a cheap shot. So it's like, hey, it's fair game. The gloves is off. This is what's happening. So from that point, I think it's there. It's over with, and if those two men have an issue, then those two men hash it out. They either politic it out by talking or whatever, or they do whatever they do, and ain't nobody's promoting that. But sometimes that's what it comes to with young men, and, you're full of testosterone, and, you're trying to stand your ground, and you're drawing your line in the sand. Well, somebody might step over it, and when that happens, then what happens? Things happen. But at the same time, the team, they got his back. So I think as a player, you feel like, okay, my team got my back. It's much better for you to see your team is doing that than your team, nobody shows up for you. You know what I mean? And that'll be a difference. But at the same time, you give out a cheap shot, which that was a cheap shot by Morris. So you got one back. Live and learn, wipe your hands, and keep pushing.
Eddie, let me ask you about the Pistons' Pistons guard, Cade Cunningham, of course, the first overall pick. He struggled. The Pistons are really bad. Just give me your take on, what's happened so far. And I know he started the year with an injury. Have you seen any glimpses or any bad things, or you just can't tell yet?
I think it's too early. He did, like you said, started the season injured. So coming in, you're not 100%. You're not hitting the ground running. You fight an injury, you try to get it. It's still, they are a bad, bad basketball team. I think he's an exceptional talent. And, when you have, you're going to see. I mean, I think we got to see a bigger sample size right now. It's not been big enough for me to say yay or nay on him. I think the jury's still out on him, and I think he has a lot to prove. I just don't think that because you're the number one overall pick that you automatically are that guy. I think you got to also show and prove that you are that guy and you are worth that number one pick.
Right.
So he got a lot to prove.
All right, Eddie, last one. We got about a minute left. Kyrie Irving is going to be on the NBA All-Star Game ballot, even though chances are he's not going to play at all this season. I don't have a problem with it. Rob Parker has a huge problem with it because he thinks you got to play to be on the ballot.
He's going to take a spot from somebody else.
Your
who played
thoughts
the year.
On this whole situation?
I'm mad because I ain't on the ballot now. I'm just saying, why ain't I on the ballot, man? I ain't dressed in 11 years. Why am I not on the ballot? I'm with Rob, man. If you're not out there participating and playing, I don't think you should have an opportunity to get voted in. It definitely takes away for somebody who has been out there, who has been grinding, who maybe has had a career year, an all-star year to propel them, into the next stage or next phase of their career. I don't agree with that you could be on an all-star ballot without actually stepping and playing 1 second or 1 minute, scoring a basket.
in an NBA game and you're still on the All-Star ballot. So, yeah, I got a gripe while I ain't on there. Man, Rob, man, me and you, let's start a boycott. We got to get on that ballot, brother.
You know it, because you know what's going to happen anyway. They're going to have like a big campaign, all these people who could care less about the NBA going to hijack it, and it'll all be about Kyrie, not about the players that night. That's what's going to happen. Watch.
Yeah, and that will be weak, because at the end of the day, if he takes up a spot for somebody who really deserves it, he should himself forfeit that spot and say, no, there was somebody way more worthy to have this spot than me. You know, my political stance, what I stand on, has nothing with the game itself.
Right.
You know, possibly has the opportunity to win, get to the All-Star game. That's somebody that, and if he's really about that stance, like he always, you know, he's for the people, I think the move made.
I disagree, but that's okay. That is NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst Eddie House. Again, he's with us every single Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to having you out through the season.
That's right, Eddie. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you again for popping on.
Yeah,
man. Appreciate
it's all good.
I hope your son knocks down 50 tonight.
Man, me too. That'll be great. I hope they get the win. I don't care what he get. They got to get that W.
And then we'll get him on the ballot too.
That's right. He'll be on the All-Star ballot.
Why not?
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it, man. All right. It's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple. Producer Rob G. In for Chris Broussard. Here with Rob Parker right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yes, sir, it is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Producer Rob G sitting in for Chris Broussard. Can't wait to get you back in here, Chris. We miss you, man. Rob Parker's here. And you know what time it is, Rob? The most controversial segment of the week is Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
As you both know, those who wait get blessed because patience is a virtue. And as we continuously send good thoughts out to the great Chris Broussard and wishing him all the good and manifesting the good on his way back in here,
yes, sir.
We like to be otherworldly gentlemen for all those outside to show them we're more than just sports and more than just Brady hate. Ain't that right, Rob?
Yeah, that's right. Attaboy. Yes, sir.
And more than anime podcast.
Well, that's not true. I'm very much full sun on anime right now. That's why we have a whole segment called I Don't Know Sports, Tyshirt's Tower. So guys, I know we wanted to do something fun today, and Rob G presented me with something, and I'm a little flabbergasted, as some would say. So Rob, I don't know if you know this, both Rob G and Rob Parker, there's something called the sexiest man alive. Have you heard of this, Rob Parker?
They contacted me, but I don't think responded to the email. I'm sorry.
It used to be called the Rob Parker Invitational.
Was it?
Right. It? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've heard of this before. Okay, so I'm curious.
Okay. Well, it's been very cool as I looked back at the previous winners, but this year, I think there might be something of a little controversy. So this year's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021 was not Rob Parker. I know, very controversial. It was actually an actor by the name of Paul Rudd. And apparently, the fans of Clueless back in 1995 have been saying, he's always been the sexiest man alive, guys. So
What voice was that? Hello.
I've got plenty, actually, Rob, so okay. I have some fun for you. So now, I have a question for both of you here. With him winning the 2021 Sexiest Man Alive, did the publication kind of lose some points on this one and does the Sexiest Man Alive kind of lose a little bit of its luster? I'll let you go first, Rob Parker.
Does it lose luster because they chose him?
Kind of questioning it, yeah. Like, do you think that he is technically the sexiest man alive, or did COVID hit everybody pretty hard in those COVID pounds?
Something tells me Rob Parker doesn't know who Paul Rudd is.
That's for sure.
I've heard of the name. Okay. I don't know what he looks like.
Rob, are you fancy with the superhero world? Have you heard of Ant-Man? He plays that character? Yes, that's him.
I have flipped past the Ant-Man many times on TNT. I never missed the Ant-Man, no doubt. Rob G, you would know better. I've seen him on that, you know what I mean, like flipping through, but look, I don't know him.
Okay, this is not to disparage Paul Rudd in any way because he makes great movies. I think he's hilarious. I enjoy pretty much everything he's ever been in.
But
with all due respect, you know, something with all due respect, you always say something real disrespectful afterwards. Well, with all due respect, the sexiest man alive is reserved for a man that men want to be like and women want to be with. That's in my opinion.
Men want to be with, like, hang out as a bro.
No, they want to be like him. They wish they were that guy. I don't know a single person on this planet who's ever said to themselves, you know what? I would love to be Paul Rudd right now. Never. Like, you go down the list, historically, the sexiest men alive.
Right.
You know, you got George Clooney a couple times.
No doubt, George Clooney.
Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, The Rock. You know, Denzel Washington.
Did Will Smith ever make that list?
I'd have to look. I don't think so, but I'd have to look. You know,
or was it Jada's side piece?
Oh, too soon, bro. It's just too soon. David Beckham. But like, there's a list of guys where you're like, you know what? Even guys are like, yeah, dude, that dude, he's you know, very good looking. He's got muscles for days. He's very handsome. I wish I looked like that guy. And women obviously find him very attractive. I don't get that vibe at all. With Paul Rudd.
And Alex, what about you? I mean...
Oh, boy.
Where is he? Is he just like, okay, he's a nice-looking guy, but the sexiest man in the world
is over the top? He kind of gives me the guy next door vibe, where he's like the guy you would see down the street cutting the grass, has a family and some kids. You're like, you know what? I would love to be with that kind of a guy.
And he'd be dope to hang out with.
For sure. And he's funny. He'll crack some jokes. And also, he was in that one movie where he's trying to find a best friend. What was that one called again?
I Love You, Man. It's another great movie.
Great movie.
Yep.
So he has like that boy next door kind of vibe. But I'll be real with you. I feel like this should be the Zoolander kind of vibe where it's like, who's hot right now? Like the Hansel. He was so hot right now. When I think of Paul Rudd, I don't really think of like right now in this time, he's the hottest man alive. Personally. I mean, I could even argue Dwayne Johnson probably wasn't the hottest man alive at that time. But still, it's for another time. I think that you do have clout behind this, Rob G. I think that when you take something that's supposed to be a predecessor of somebody that you can emulate yourself after as a young man, or women can look up to and be like, I would love a guy like that in my life, I don't think he has a rap sheet for it, personally as well.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like I said, I'm a big fan of his work. I think he's hilarious. I think he makes great movies.
Sure.
But, you know, the Sexiest Man Alive title is supposed to be something that is, you know, the regular guys can't get.
Right,
and
it's Paul, supposed to be like the creme de la creme.
Exactly.
Like
it's supposed to be
some guy who you're like, dude, this guy is like, looks, it's pretty. You know what I mean? Like that, of that level.
Like,
right.
You know, if you ever seen the Chappelle show when he says that, you know, I walked in and I saw Prince and his aura, or not Prince, Rick James, his orange was like orange. Like, you should get that feeling whenever you see the Sexiest Man Alive. Like, when you see Idris Elba, you're like, yeah, his aura is purple. I've seen it. Right. I saw him over at the El Pollo Loco one time, and he's just a fascinating.
And he was mad because they raised the price of the Diet Coke.
Yeah, exactly. That was Rob Parker and Idris Elba. My bad. They look alike though. If you ever see them side by side, I promise you, you've never seen Idris Elba and Rob Parker in the same room.
Only difference is I'm about 4 foot taller than him. Sorry.
All right, we got one more hour coming up. Scottie Pippen is tripping again. At least according to Rob Parker. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
America, unless you're Paul Rudd.